We continue our coverage of the local contested races here in Guadalupe County. All of those races appear locally on the Republican ticket. And this time around, we have the opportunity to sit down and talk to Willie Botta. He is running for the GOP nomination for the Precinct 2 Guadalupe County Justice of the Peace position. Mr. Barr, good morning. Welcome to the Sorry Topic.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you for having me.
I've known you a long time, but not in this capacity. So let's talk a little bit about why you decided that you were going to toss your hat into the ring. Why do you want to run for Justice of the Peace?
Well, Darren, you know, I've been involved in this community for so long now, and my law enforcement experience and being part of this community has just been wonderful. It's just a great community. They've given me so much, and I just want to give back to my community as they've given back to me. It's a great town.
You mentioned your law enforcement background. You spent years with the Seguin Police Department, recently retired. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Well, actually, Darren, I'm still currently...
You're still currently
I'm currently, as of next week, I'll have 31 years of law enforcement experience here with the city. Yes, sir.
All right. So that experience you think will serve you well if you're elected to Justice of the Peace?
Actually, yes, it definitely will, because, you know, this is one of the seats that you don't necessarily have to have any type of law degree. However, it does help if you know some laws and some experience behind those laws and how they apply to the general public.
Your service to this community as part of the Seguin Police Department, you've gotten to know a lot of people. You think that making those connections also is a positive for you as you enter this race and would serve you well if you are elected to this position?
Yes, most definitely. You know, I've started a lot of programs here in Seguin, the Citizens Police Academy, which now we have an alumni, the Youth Academy, the Seguin Moonlight Run 5K, and also part of the Seguin Parrot Heads and the Elks Lodge. And so that's just my way of giving back to the community.
Willie Botta is our guest on the Saturday Topic program. He's running for Justice of the Peace for Precinct Number 2. I always think it's important anytime we have one of these judge races on to talk about what the judge actually does in the court that they're running for, because I think the general public is sort of confused by that. What's the role of the JP?
Well, we adjudicate small claims not to exceed $20,000. We also listen to traffic offenses, juvenile offenses, you know, which pertain to family law. We also involved in evictions. We do inquests, and we also marry people.
When you decided that you were going to run, was that just because you felt like you could do the job and do it well, or was that... Or did you think that there was something not being done as well as it should be in the current court?
Yes, I just feel that I'm probably the most, I feel that I'm about the most experienced person that's come along in a while. I think my credentials and my qualifications speak for themselves. I've been doing this job for a long time, and I believe my experience is going to do this precinct quite well. I think I'm going to do a lot of good for this precinct.
What attracted you to the whole law enforcement route in the beginning? What was it about that you decided, this is what I want to do, that you had a calling for that?
I think mainly it's just helping people. And it's getting out there and just helping people. It's never been about any titles or any power or anything. It's always been about the job and the people in the community. And that's what really draw me to this this kind of work.
Your opponent's been in this position for some time.
Yes.
She has some experience that she can call upon. You think that you still are a viable candidate, a viable replacement, versus that amount of experience in the job?
Yes, because, you know, it's really important that people need to understand, like myself, I have quite a bit of experience being a law enforcement officer and knowing the different type of laws that are out there. And that's very crucial, especially when someone's going to court. They want answers to problems and issues that they have. And so to know the law and to apply the law to their their issues is very important. I know if I ever have to decide to go to court for whatever reasons, the JP court, or my family or friends or neighbors, I would hope that the judge sitting behind the bench will have some knowledge of the law, some backing when they give a ruling, because, you know, it could affect my way of living for a little while. And if that judge doesn't have that qualifications or that knowledge behind reason of applying that law, I think it just does an injustice for that precinct.
Guadalupe County is growing at such a rapid rate. Precinct 2 certainly is among that. And I know you've been around here a long time, but it's not hard to see how much the growth is changing things. Do you think that impacts what's going to happen with the future of this court?
I think it will to a certain extent, because, you know, the courthouse is in the heart of downtown Seguin. It really is. But the growth is actually growing toward New Braunfels, that area north of Seguin. And I think the people in that area most generally will kind of, you know, venture more into New Braunfels. And we hope that they would come to Seguin. But I think part of the entertainment that Seguin offers, like the 4th of July and all the special events that we have here in this great city, I think that's going to attract a lot of people, especially just north of us in those new neighborhoods.
As you're out knocking on doors in some of those neighborhoods, are people receptive? They may not know you as well as some of the people inside the city of Seguin.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you asked that, because, I've knocked on quite a few doors in the recent several weeks. And I have to tell you, I've met a lot of people who I know and I haven't seen in a while. And there are some people who I've never met, but as soon as I tell them that I'm running for office, it's like they're listening and they want to know what a JP does, and, you know, and they want to know what my qualifications are and what my experience is and what I do now. And we get into sometimes some conversations that can go from, you know, a few minutes to 20 minutes. And so it's really fun and exciting to see that.
I said earlier that I retired you too soon. So what is your plan as far as your career with the Seguin PD?
Well, as of right now, like I said, I'm still working as a police officer. I'm assigned to the traffic division. I investigate accidents, minor to major ones. But my plan is to continue working with the police department. Now, if I get elected, then, of course, I will be retiring.
Gotcha. Willie Barr is our guest on the Saturday Topic program. He, of course, is seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 2 seat on the Guadalupe County Justice of the Peace for Precinct 2. Willie, as we talk about this, and I only have a couple more questions for you, and I want to let you go, but I'm thinking about the future of Guadalupe County, the future of this court, and how rapidly things are changing. You talked about growth and how you've been meeting people, but I'm just curious is how much this county in Precinct 2 is changing. There was a lot of more rural land. A lot of those houses were built on farmland. And that really is changing how people sort of approach day-to-day living in that precinct.
Right. And actually, there's over 50,000 constituents in precinct number 2, and it's just getting bigger and larger. And so there's going to be a lot more rules and regulations that are going to be applied throughout the city, of course, through the court system. And it's very important to have somebody that's sitting behind the bench that can answer questions, answer to the issues and problems that people are going to have on a daily basis.
Yeah, I've heard the JP court always referred to as the people's court.
It is.
It's a place where people, just common folks, should be able to come. You don't have to lawyer up and all of that. But people, when they walk through those doors, no matter which side they're on, they want to be treated fairly. That's something that I know that you're talking about. You want to bring that to the court.
Yes, and people who know me, you know, I've been doing this job for a long time, and I've seen people at the lowest point of their lives, and I've recognized that, and I understand, you know, the letter of the law is the law, but also I understand and I recognize humanity. And that's really important. When people come into court, they deserve to be listened to have the dignity and the respect that they deserve.
Last question I have for you is the one that I offer to every candidate that comes onto the program. I want you to make your appeal directly to the voters who are listening today. Why should they vote for Willie Ibarra? Why are you the best choice to make in this particular race?
Well, again, Darren, I like to just say that I have 31 years experience in law enforcement. I have over 3,200 hours specialized law enforcement training, which earned me a master's peace officer license. And I believe this experience is going to help me in this precinct number two. And I think it's going to be beneficial not only to the public and having somebody with the knowledge and the experience, but it's also going to, I believe, help the community in whole, help the with other law enforcement officers that come to my office. So I think it's going to benefit everybody altogether.
Willie Ibarra is seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 2 Justice of the Peace position. And, of course, the election is set for Tuesday, March 3rd. Early voting begins on Tuesday, February 17th. Willie Ibarra, thanks for coming in, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Darren. Have a nice day.
This is going to wrap up our show for this week. We want to thank you for listening to the Saturday Topic Program here on KWED. Make sure you join us next week. Until then, I'm Darren Dunn. Be well.